Welcome back, everyone, to the show. Today, we're going to be talking about something that most people struggle with at least some point in their lives, or a good amount of times in their life, and that is the idea of getting sick. I mean, who hasn't gotten sick at least at some point in their life? Now, I wanted to kind of talk about this because I woke up very early this morning, so I usually don't sleep with any air conditioner, heaters, or fans, so I would just lay in my bed and just let the cool breeze of the night air come at me, because I used to sleep with a fan, but that later started attracting a lot of dust into my mouth and my nose, and it eventually got me a bit sick from that. And it was last week, I think, that I was recovering from a sore throat because of my fan, so I decided to not sleep with a fan. And so far, I made it through this whole week pretty healthy, was able to focus in class and get a lot of good studying done. But just this morning, I woke up sneezing. It was a very strange way to wake up. I mean, the moment you wake up, you imagine yourself just opening your eyes. But for me, this morning, it was me literally sneezing in the air. And that was already a sign of danger in terms of my productivity and my environment. So I wanted to let you guys be aware of this, just so you know ways that you would be able to prevent your chances of getting sick and probably even create a better environment for you not to get sick. So lately I've been living at the dorms at my university lately, and I live with my brother at the dorms, and he places about 2 fans on himself. And he's very similar to me, would wake up with nose congestion, etc. Even our suite mates would struggle with this, where there would be a bit of congestion and coughing going on. So I would highly recommend you some of these solutions to reduce the chances of you contracting any sicknesses or allergies or the worst type, sore throat. Because the last thing you want in your workflow is for you to be constantly wiping your nose, using a bunch of your tissues, constantly going to the restroom. That's me just about majority of today. Like, my nose was running, couldn't focus on my work, and I have a lot of work to get done today that I really want to get started on, but you know, it's just so difficult when you have such a runny nose. It's funny because my last episode was on running your way to success. And the next day, I have a runny nose. So that's not the type of success I wanted to be running for. But, you know, on the journey towards success, obviously there's going to be challenges. And getting sick is one of the biggest ones to get over. It's not always easy. A lot of times it can happen at the worst time. It could be when you're going to an interview, or when you're hanging out with that person you really like, or it could be when you're trying to get into a really focused state. So it's really important to be able to prepare for situations like these, because you want to maximize your productivity for the day so that you're always accomplishing what you want. Something interesting about where I'm recording this right now, I am actually recording this in my science building at my university. So I think that going to places like these, like a science building, is good for your mind and your nose and your sense of well-being, because you're able to kind of distance yourself from the dust and the sunlight and just focus on your work and be more around artificial air. So that's my first tip to you guys. For those of you who are trying to prevent sickness or are currently sick and are trying to look for solutions to that, change your environment. Go to a place that's well ventilated with clean air, with a bathroom probably nearby so you can clear your nasal passage or whatever you need to do. Some good water, because an important thing you need to take care of when you're sick is to stay hydrated. And practice breathing. You know, it's important to make sure your nasal passageways are clear and that you're breathing properly. One big reason that a lot of people struggle with when in terms of getting sick is knowing when to take a break, when to lay down and just let the day go by. Because personally, I struggle with this, because me laying down and just doing nothing when I literally plan my schedule for the day, it's disappointing. You know, this idea of holding back on working on your dreams and goals for a day, because you only get a certain amount of time in a day, and you know you want to do as much as you can with the time you have left. For me, there's a lot of exams I want to start studying for. There's a lot of projects I want to start studying for so that I can have more leisure time at night. You know, but as usual, it's important to not be hard on yourself, to just realize that life is full of ups and downs, and just recognize and work with the situation you have in front of you. So right now I'm at the astronomy portion of my building, and it's very inspiring seeing how beautiful space is. This idea that there's other worlds out there, worlds we can't even imagine. It kind of goes to show how minimal our problems are in this world, honestly, because if you think about it, in the grand scheme of your life, are you really going to care about that one day when you got sick? No. When you look back in your life, you're mainly going to recall the happiest days, the biggest accomplishments. You won't really think about those tough days when you were trying to push yourself to keep going despite you having a runny nose, or you having a fever but still pushing through your studies, or you not even studying but just taking a day off to just rest. You won't really remember days like that. That's why I think that for a lot of successful people, you know, the pictures, the stuff that goes on Instagram and social media, you know, it's always the nice looking pictures, but in reality it's not always like that. A lot of people get, I knew this one friend who got jealous very easily because he would see a bunch of my pictures at university and me hanging out with my friends, building new relationships and smiling a lot. But I had to tell my friend, I said, majority of the time, I'm not always like that. I'm usually sitting down working on a computer. I could possibly be sick or having a runny nose, but you know, don't believe everything you see on the internet. You know, I think a lot of people fall for this fake personas people are create for themselves online, and that's not good, honestly, because you are essentially creating a fake version of yourself, and people are starting to believe in that version of you. I was watching this Charisma on Command video yesterday about Instagram and how it's like a video game, and we're kind of creating these personas, and based on the pictures we upload or videos, we can kind of edit the way others perceive us. But the craziest part is that a lot of the people who like our posts or see our posts, we don't really keep in contact with them in reality, or we barely know them, and it's literally them just judging us based on the content we put out. And then that can easily affect our emotions. You know, it's building this connection with people that you don't really see or know or interact with on a daily basis. It can be dangerous, honestly, because what if they actually saw you in person, you know, and you were not the person you claim to be on social media? So that's just the danger, you know, to kind of realize. But going back to this idea though, that there are hard days. There are hard days when you get sick and it's very hard to perform at your best. So it's important to stay motivated. Stay motivated during these hard times. You don't need to take nice pictures. You don't need to snap anyone. Just focus on yourself. Work on... I also watched this in that Chris Mountain Command video. He talked about self-love, you know, learning to love yourself, learning to take a day off for yourself. And of course, it can be very difficult when we have all these temptations of caring a lot about the lives of other people by watching their stories and stuff on social media. But, you know, it's important to just sometimes focus on you. I mean, what do you got going on in your life? What is the big thing that you have planned up ahead for your next week or tomorrow? You know, it's important to be more updated and be constantly updating your story rather than focusing on publishing a crafted out story online. You know, I think that makes a big difference in terms of establishing what good and genuine people are. You're not focused on creating a life online. You're focused on creating their best life in the present at this exact moment and with the people around them right now. And I think that's absolutely beautiful to create that. Because even if you were sick, you know, if you're at least present, at least if you're at least giving your time to people that you're with, spending time and showing love to those around you and supporting one another, I think that can kind of skyrocket some new ideas, some new solutions, and it can help you feel a lot more happier and a lot more relaxed in your own life. Whether you're sick or not, just being, learning to be present and loving and caring for those around you. I think that kind of pushes you through this feeling when you're sick that, oh, I get to stay in bed all day, or, oh, I don't need to work all day because I'm sick. You know, a lot of people like to consider themselves more of in a rut when they're sick. But the reality is that that's not true. Your body is constantly making progress. It's literally, your body's literally working as you're sick. It's fighting the sickness that's entered your body, this allergy, and it's working. And sometimes it needs the help of different drugs and medications, you know? Can't do it alone. Everyone needs support. And it's important that you adopt the right mindset when you're sick, to not give up and to realize that you're slowly making progress. Even your body is making progress. Your immune system is making progress to a stronger version of itself so that it'll be able to combat diseases at later dates. So that's another tip. Growth mindset. Even when you're sick, constantly improving. Another tip for when you're sick is to try to relax more, because it's very easy for us, for constantly working, for us to get so frustrated that we're not getting into this focused workflow state. I'm a victim of this right now. I'm trying to work, but I couldn't because my nose kept running and I kept sneezing. So would highly recommend that you don't be too hard on yourself. Take it easy a bit, take breaks, drink some water. You know, just watch yourself. Make sure you're on the right path, because it's important to budget your time wisely when you're sick. So I hope this episode helps you guys take on your sicknesses. Hopefully I'm better by tomorrow so I can get some good studying in. Got my first quiz yesterday, aced it. Semester is taking off good. That's why today I'm studying for my first exam, you know, just trying to put in those hours. Wasn't able to put hours in last night because everyone was relaxing. I wasn't sick last night, surprisingly, because I was just relaxing because it was a Friday night. And oh, I also completed my iPad Pro setup, so that's an accomplishment. I've been getting better at using my iPad Pro. Looks a lot like my Mac, honestly. But I love it. Was inspired by Ali Abdul, the YouTuber. I was inspired by his set. So I'm definitely going to be jumping into exploring what features the iPad Pro offers to my creativity and workflow. If you haven't seen my post on Instagram, I completed the setup and I'm loving it. So if you want, you can also follow my Instagram, follow me on Twitter or other places. I even upload YouTube videos, so if you guys are interested in some of those. I hope your studying goes well and you stay healthy, you know, fight those sicknesses, get better, get through those tough days, and stay productive. I will see you guys in the next episode. Stay awesome.